There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that he's the spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on each face, and I know that he's the presence of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly God, stay right here with us, filling us with your Lord. And for these blessings, we'll lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Blessings which you can't receive till you know him in his fullness and believe. You're the one to profit when you say, for I am going to walk with Jesus all the way. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your Lord. And for these blessings, we'll lift our hearts in praise. For without a doubt, we know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. A sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that he's the spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on each face, and I know that he's the presence of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your Lord. And for all these blessings, we'll lift our hearts and praise. Without a doubt, we know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. And sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly daughter, and stay right here with us and filling us with your love. And for all these blessings, we'll lift our hands in praise. Without a doubt, we know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Can you join me? Let's sing together. Sweet Holy Spirit and sweet heavenly door, and stay right here with us, just filling us with your love. And for all these blessings, we'll lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place.
Raise up your right hand to the heavens now. Say, by fire,
by force,
I become unstoppable. Can you say that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to declare it. By fire, by force, I become unstoppable. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord said this particular prayer, although it is for 15 persons, but you can draw from the overflow. So every power, planning to stop my light from shining, die in the name of Jesus. That's right. I must shine. I must shine. Masopola katende raba. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We praise your holy name for this wonderful prophetic meeting. We thank you because you have brought your people here today to bless them. According to the word of prophecy which has gone for this morning, and there is no one who will be presented here who will not go home with testimonies. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, open our understanding. Lay your hands upon us. And by the time we finish from here, let all the glory belong to you. Amen. Let all the shame belong to the devil. Amen. And let signs and wonders, blessings become our own. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. A louder amen. Amen. Before you sit down, I'd like you to be a prophet unto seven persons. Look at your friend. Say, my friend, every enemy of your laughter shall scatter in the name of Jesus. Say it to seven persons. Say it to seven persons. Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Now, I'd like you to listen to me very, very carefully. Because this meeting we're having, which will end in a few minutes, could change your life forever. So listen very, very attentively. So you know how to pray when the time to pray comes. Change your brain and change your life. Can you say that loud and clear?
Change your brain and change your life.
Turn to three persons and say the same thing. We want to read a few scriptures very quickly. And I'm going to be very fast, so you better be fast too. The first scripture we want to read is Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. This is a prophetic meeting. So as I'm speaking to you, miracles will be happening.
Amen.
In the life of those who are gathered here.
Amen.
Genesis 3:15. This is God speaking. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. It is the head of the serpent that the Lord said would be bruised. The head. Second Samuel chapter 1, verse 16. Second Samuel chapter 1, verse 16. Second Samuel chapter 1, verse 16. And David said unto him, thy blood be upon thy head, for thy mouth has testified against thee, saying, I've slain the Lord's anointed. Again, say, his blood be upon his head. And I'm sure you all know Psalm 23, verse 5. Psalm 23, verse 5, which I'm sure you know from the top of the memory. Psalm 23, verse 5 says this. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Point number one. Your head is the symbol of your destiny. Your head is the symbol of your destiny. Our ancient fathers, who are very demonic, who have demonic intelligence, they understood that very well. That's why they cast people's head. They cast people's head. There are people here whose fathers have cast their head. There are people here whose parents have cast their head. Or they will die. God will punish your head. They must have said things like that. They understand that that is the symbol of your destiny. And so are various organs in the body. They represent various things in the spirit realm. Your hand, for example, is the symbol of your labor. What you do. Your leg is the symbol of your movement. Whether you are going to move up or down, your leg. So you have various things like that. But your head is the symbol of what? Your destiny. Point number two. The head is an important part of the body, if not the most important. I've seen somebody without one leg, but he was still alive. I've seen somebody without two legs, and he was still alive. I've seen somebody without two hands, and he was still alive. I've seen somebody with no hands, no legs, he was still alive. I've seen somebody who they took away practically all the internal organs, but he was still alive. But I'm yet to see somebody without a head, and the person is still alive. I'm yet to see that kind of person. It shows you the importance of the head. That's why I keep praying for all you young people that you shall be the head and not the tail. You shall be the head. 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 In the name of Jesus. Because if you are the head, they can't just cut you off without any consequence. If you are a tail, of course, you can cut off the tail of a cow and the cow will still be playing and dancing. That is, that tail is of no consequence. When you are the head, if they ever sack you from the place of work, your removal from that place will subject the whole company to restlessness. That's what they call head. If they ever remove you from the scene, they all feel the impact that somebody has left this place. That's what they call the head. I pray once more. You shall be the head. 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 In the name of Jesus. That's the importance of the head. You may not realize the importance of the head, but the enemy knows it. The importance of the head. Many years ago, I was a research officer at Nigerian Institute for Medical Research, Yaba. I was heading the Molecular Biology and Biotechnology Unit. There are other departments that we have in that institute because it's a medical research place. Occasionally, we have seminars. One day in our seminar, they brought a professor of psychiatry to come and talk to us. And the man came. By the time the man spoke for 5 minutes, I concluded that he must be mad himself because of the things he was saying. But he made some statements. The conclusion of what he was telling us that day is that 60% of Nigerians are mad. Yes. 60%. Madness is not when you get into the street and remove your clothes. No. That's some small, small madness. Small, small one. There is simple madness. There is geographical madness. There is additional mathematics madness. There is acidic madness. It's chronic madness. So, he told us 60%. Right. And if you are a spiritual man and you are looking, you find that there is plenty of decent madness about. Many of the people who wear three-piece suits and they work in our banks, they work in places like that, they are madmen in three-piece suits. They're crazy. Because of the things they do. They're crazy. They're mad. Most of them are serpents in three-piece suits. And that's why we as believers must know how to exist at workplace, at school, at school, and wherever you go. The man said it, and so many Nigerians too are suffering from madness. It is a tragedy of our generation that the best selling drugs, listen to me well, are the tranquilizers, the drug that calm people down. Panadol, Alabukun, Fensic, Lexotan, Valium. Panadol is the same thing as paracetamol. Yes, to calm people. The drug don't remove any problem. They just calm people down. Just calm them. Meaning that plenty head has problem. I will not be surprised if I ask you to be, if I take off over all your bags and I begin to search inside. I won't be surprised if I find paracetamol in your bag. I won't be surprised. Because it's the tragedy of our world. In fact, the best-selling drugs are those drugs. The aspirin. The people who made aspirin, made paracetamol, they've made, their children can never be poor again. The way they are selling. So technically, the whole world is a large asylum. And the patients are the ones giving the prescription. That's the truth. So this is why you have to listen to me very carefully so you know where we're going. The head houses your skull. The head houses your eyes. The head houses your ears. The head houses your mouth. The head houses your nostril. Most importantly, the head houses your brain. Your brain. Every animal you can think of, whether they are mammals or fish or amphibians, or birds, all have brains. The brain gives us the power to think, power to speak, power to imagine. It is that brain that controls your body temperature, that controls your blood pressure, that controls the breathing of your heart, the rate of your breathing. It lets you think. It led to reasons. It will allow you to experience emotion. All this thing is in the brain. Therefore, beloved, the brain is the coordinating center of the whole body, as small as it is. The coordinating center of the whole body, as small as it is. This is why scientists have found it impossible to transplant a brain. You can do a transplant. Somebody, they can take heart from somebody who just died and put it to somebody who is sick and the heart will start working again. You can do kidney transplant. You can take kidney from somebody who is dead and put it into somebody who is living. And the kidney, if the body accepts it, will begin to work again. But it is not possible to transplant a brain. It's not. The brain, compared to a computer, is far more superior than the computer. Far, far more superior. In fact, somebody has said that in his own opinion, the main purpose of the body is just to carry the brain around. In his own opinion. So, this is why anything that happens to your brain will affect your life. The brain is the control room of the whole body. It was 1995. Daddy, professor. Mommy, professor. They had a child. That child was a celebrated dunce. If we say 1 plus 1, the boy will say 36. When they brought him before me, they complained, blah, blah, blah. We've gotten an expert for him to teach him. They taught him, no way. The daddy is a professor. Mom is a professor. They will teach him and teach him. No way. The boy was a dunce. And when they brought him, I said, okay. can you count from 1 to 100? Is that yes? I said, start. And he started from his fingers. Started counting the fingers. Counted to 10. Then moved to the toes. Counted 20. And said, that's 100. Daddy, professor. Mommy, professor. We started praying. He was anointed. In the school he was going, when there were 30 people in the class, his position is 30. When about 6 extra boys joined the class, he moved down to 36. Until he was prayed for. His head was anointed. All of a sudden, there was a transformation. I know there is somebody here today. Your brain shall be transformed. You 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 shall be transformed. In the name of Jesus. By the next time, when this boy went back to school, he moved from 36 to first. Yes. So the teachers did not believe it. They didn't believe it. They said, no, it's not possible. This man is the one. This is the last in the class. How can? It's not possible. So they took him to the staff room, set the another exam for him. Beloved, he even did better than the first one because his brain has been transformed. I'm talking to you as a prophet, as a pastor, as a scientist. Once the spirit of death enters into the brain, that's the end. It can enter into the hand may not be able to move again. It can enter into the legs, the two legs may not walk. But if it has not entered the brain, the person is still alive. Once the spirit of death enters into the brain, that's it. So the first place the spirit of death likes to attack is the brain. Because once it captures that place, that is it. It was in Akure many years ago. Akure, the town of Akure. There's a boy, there was a powerful crusade going on. There's a boy that used to come for that crusade. This boy, very bright, very intelligent. Very bright, very intelligent. Any question in class will answer. Any assessment will pass. Any test will pass. In fact, the teachers even respect him. Sometimes when the teacher is doing something on the blackboard and is making a mistake, he will say, no, sir, no, sir, no, sir, no, sir. You got it wrong. No, sir. But anytime the exam comes, examination, and he enters into the exam hall, I'm telling you the realities of life now. Don't think you are too young to understand what I'm saying. Anytime he enters the exam hall, and I said, are you ready? Right. He will slip off. He just falls into a dull sleep until they say, pens up, down. Then he wakes up. They've collected the papers. But so the teachers too could not understand. How come they return his exam script with blank? The return exam scripts are blank. But in the class, very bright. On continuous assessment, top. So the teachers were confused, but they kept promoting him on the basis of his performance in class. The boy was at this crusade, and the man of God gave a word of knowledge. He said, there is somebody here. When you get home today, look under your bed. If you look under the bed, what has been disturbing your life, you will find it there. Bring it to the crusade ground tomorrow. The boy did not believe that it was him, but well, since it's an instruction from the man of God, when he got home, he looked under that bed. And beloved, there was this black small pot. I saw the pot. It's not a story. This small black pot. Inside that pot was palm oil. And inside the palm oil was a brain. So what happens is that anytime the schools are on and the classes are on, the oil will not congeal. It will not slip. But immediately it approaches the examination hall, the oil will begin to slip. And immediately that oil congeals and slips, it slips off. What wickedness is this? That they could take somebody's brain and put it in a pot of oil and command it to sleep and command it to wake as they wish. This world is like this. I have to tell you the truth. The principle to run the world is very simple. You have to stop them before they stop you. If you don't stop them, they will stop you. And there's nothing you are going to be able to do. After stopping you, then they will become born again. and God will accept them. It was Ahab in the Bible who said they should go, who gave instruction they should go and kill Naboth, the man with the vineyard. And they killed Naboth, took over his vineyard. Naboth was dead. Later, Ahab repented, and God said, that's all right. But meanwhile, Naboth was dead. Can you lay your hand on this, on your head? Every arrow fired into my brain backfire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Masoponda kantala bosanda ribo soponda kaya boshenteraba. Yes, yes, yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is happening already. You know, I told you that we're here for a prophetic meeting. Amen. The brain contains 40 to 50 ounces of gray matter. The rest is water. The brain can accommodate up to 100 million bytes of information. 100 million. Information. That means that the brain has capacity to store all known information. The human brain has capacity to capture, to store, to recall, and to program more than 600 bytes of information per second. So it's, the computer is not even close to it at all. One great discovery is that you can alter your life by changing your brain. That's a great discovery. And that's why we're here today. The brain is a prime subject of attack by satanic powers. And as a deliverance person and as a prophet, I've seen so many people made redundant, made useless because of attacks on their brain. And it is very, very sad. Once the enemy padlocks your brain, your destiny is finished. They can padlock a brain, the destiny is finished. Destiny is finished. Any satanic alteration of your brain changes your life and your destiny forever. Our parents, sometimes ignorance, they've used ignorance to destroy so many people. I was a boy they brought for prayer the other time. He too was a dunce. He went for deliverance, he prayed. By the law, time the law would reveal what was wrong. When he was young, it was his grandmother who was bathing him as a baby. That grandmother would use hot water to be mopping his head. And as the woman was mopping his head, was cooking his brain. She was cooking his brain. And by the time he grew up knowing nothing. They've mopped his brain dry. I pray at any padlock upon anybody's brain will be broken now. Break now! In the name of Jesus. 1990. At when Mountain of Fire was in Old Yaba Road. That time, Mountain of Fire is not like what you find now. That time, the kind of deliverance we run is not what we're running now. The kind of deliverance we run is one candidate, one deliverance minister. At least the person will sit you down. He will sit by your front and he will deal with you until you are free. Oh, yeah. If it's 3 days dry, both of you will be fasting it. If it's prayer, both of you will be praying it. If it's 1 week, fine. If you are free, they will let you go. If it's 2 weeks, they will let you go. Unless you run away. But if you stay, that was the style. But when the Lord began to add to us and we began to grow, it became impossible for us to do that one-on-one thing for days. It was then this family brought their son. The son who was initially very brilliant. All of a sudden, he went down, 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 and he went to the bottom of the class. They gave him to somebody to, we gave the boy to somebody to run deliverance for him. That one prayed and came back and said, Joe, I don't think I can handle this. Over to you. So they brought the boy. The first prayer, I prayed, Father, help us. I heard the voice of God say, son, tell them to go and bring his junior sister here. I said, Daddy, Mommy, does he have a junior sister? I said, yes, say, bring her here. So they brought the girl to me. And I asked them to go out. I said, what did you do to the brain of your brother? He said, what do you mean? I said, should I ask the question again? He said, what did you do to the brain of your brother? He said, supposing I refuse to answer. I said, but you must answer. So I started praying. Immediately, I began to pray. This young girl, first of all, began to speak in Latin. Latin. She was speaking fluent Latin. I called the parents. They opened their mouths. They couldn't close it. Say, who taught her? I said, I don't know. They don't teach Latin again. They call Latin a dead language. But the truth is that most of English words were derived from Latin. When I was in Form 1, we taught Latin. In our school. Amatis. Taught us Latin. After she had finished speaking Latin, I said, what did you do to your brother? He said, sir, we have converted his brain to sawdust. So how can sawdust think? How can sawdust pass? How can sawdust fulfill destiny? We started praying for this boy. When the prayer got to a stage, we poured anointing oil on his head. The anointing oil was fuming with smoke. The head became so hot, it's as if somebody was frying oil on his head. Lay your hands on your head again. Every witchcraft attack upon my brain backfire in the name of Jesus. Bosentekeya boshentera bakata ria pali katandaraba. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. If you are following me, let me hear you say yes. Okay. It is therefore a serious matter when your brain is under demonic attack. It's a serious matter and it's not something to joke with. So if you are here today and you are very bright, this meeting will make you brighter. If you are here today and the enemy has already altered your brain, this meeting is to make you repossess it. And if you are here today, that brain has been padlocked and held somewhere. All of a sudden, the mysterious power of God shall be released. And that brain will come out. Like I said, plenty of decent madness around. Many people in top positions, they are mad people. Some of them need injection to keep their life going on. Some of them use drugs to become normal. But we don't have, our lives does not have to be like this. It's a serious business when that brain is under attack. When your brain needs deliverance, there are certain symptoms by which you will know that deliverance is needed. Symptoms of brain attack. Symptoms of brain bondage. Symptoms of brain captivity. Symptoms of brain dismantling by the powers of darkness. I want to go into those symptoms now one by one so that you understand where we're going. After going into those symptoms one by one, we'll now go into prophetic prayer. And if you pray here today and you lose your voice, but you get your brain back, you've made a good bargain. Because that voice will come back. The Bible says, right from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And the violent ticketed by force. It's by force. You have to stop them before they stop you. If you don't stop them, they will stop you. There are brilliant people here, first class brains. You yourself, you know, but something goes wrong with you. Something, you know, something is wrong somewhere. Why should a person study and study and study and study and study, and immediately gets to the examination hall, the brain goes blank? Why? Why should a person be remembering answer to the questions after they say the exam is over? Why? Why should somebody have a basket brain? You put in materials, you can't retrieve it. Put in materials, you can't retrieve it. You can't remember anything. And you were not like that before. All of a sudden, things began to alter. This is why we are here. So it's a serious meeting. Sign number one. When the brain needs deliverance. Moodiness. When you see somebody always moody. Moody. Faces melancholic. Moody. And so you go into moods. And then they try to say, what's wrong now? You just... occasionally, then the person will become happy again. Then the mood settles in like a cloud. It's a sign of brain bondage. Two, fearfulness. Fear. Some are afraid of sickness, afraid of darkness, afraid of this, afraid of that. Unusual fear. It's a sign of brain bondage. Three, increased negative thinking. Person will just be thinking negative things, negative things, negative things, negative things, nothing positive. Four, are you following me? Decreased motivation. You find that it's difficult to motivate you to do anything. You just feel demotivated. You don't want to do anything. It's a sign of brain bondage. Five, extreme negative emotions. When you want to laugh, extreme laugh. When you want to cry, extreme cry. Everything into the extreme. Negative emotions. Six, appetite problems. Appetite problems. You eat this, you eat that, you eat this, you eat that, you eat this, you eat that. Every food is conformable with your stomach. Some people will say, if I eat too much beans, I will purge. Some people say, if I drink too much oil, I will purge. You, everything, anything goes. Doesn't matter whether you take vegetable and mix it with beans, and then mix the beans with corn. Appetite problems. Seven, sleep problems. You can't have a sound sleep. You are troubling your sleep. It seems as if a dark shadow comes to you on the bed and you never enjoy sleeping. You should pray. Because anytime somebody is about to run into the street, the first thing is insomnia. Won't be able to sleep. Once you don't, if you have a bad night, you have a bad day. Sleep problems. So, because some of these things we're saying, it doesn't start suddenly. It's gradual. But if you arrest it, it won't become a big issue. Number eight, increased sexual responses. That is, at any small opportunity, you want to masturbate. At any small opportunity, you want to commit fornication. At any small opportunity, you want to sleep with a total stranger, somebody you don't know. Increase sexual responses. Something happened in my counseling room some time back. In my counseling room, I run corridor prayers for people. People come to pray on the corridor. That day, after we finish, I gathered my staff and I pointed to You see that woman there? You see this woman there? Do you know who they are? They said, no, Jew. We don't know who they are. I said, this one is a professor. That one is a professor. I said, Jew, these are professors. I said, yes. I said, ah. Look at how they are dressing. I said, that's it. That's it. Sometimes overdressing is signs of an empty brain. Look at how simply they are dressed. And they don't have the kind of Miss Nigeria beauty. So normally, as a matter of rule, sometimes it is rare that beauty and brain joins together. Very rare. In fact, most extremely beautiful people, by the time you begin to throw question at them, you find that it's just the face. That is, there's nothing to write about. And there is statistics to prove that sexual looseness and lack of intelligence, they are related. Intelligent women, intelligent men don't sleep around. They don't. But when your brain has received touch by the power of darkness, then you can sleep with anybody, anyhow, anytime. 9. Social isolation. You want to avoid crowds. You don't like to mix with people. You just want to be on your own. You feel that you should isolate yourself. You feel that the whole world is against you. It's a sign of brain bondage. 10. Feeling of sadness. You're always sad. You don't know why, but you're always sad. It's a sign of brain bondage. 11. Low energy. You eat, you drink, but no strength. Any small thing, no stamina. Stamina to read for long hours, none. Stamina to study for long hours, none. There is low energy. 12. There is lack of interest in others. I'm not interested in any other person. If they want to die, let them die. Want to perish, let them perish. You are not interested. It's extreme selfishness. There is something wrong with the brain. 13. How many things have I told you now? What is number 1? 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7. 8. 9. 10. 11. 12. Now you understand where we are. 13. Feeling of hopelessness about the future. Feeling of hopelessness about the future. You just look at the future and you're always feeling hopeless. What number are we going to now? Number 14. Excessive guilt. Always feeling guilty. Guilt. Guilt. 15. Abnormal crying. Abnormal crying. Just cry, cry, cry. Any small thing you break down, cry. If they are acting film, and the film is very sad, you break down and you cry. You see a cat that is catching a rat. And because of the way the cat kills the rat, you begin to cry. 16. Low self-esteem. Very low self-esteem. You don't think much about yourself. You have this inferiority complex. 17. You're always bored and dissatisfied with life. Bored and dissatisfied with life. 18. negative sensitivity to smell and odors. Negative sensitivity to smell and odors. You need somebody to tell you that your body is smelling. You need somebody to inform you that you need to buy perfume. You need somebody to tell you that you have a body odor. You don't feel anything if you haven't had your bath for 10 days. Say, your soap is still dry here. You have not had your bath. Say, I forgot. 19. Unreasonable forgetfulness. Forget things quickly. 20. Poor concentration. Very poor concentration. You take something, you can't concentrate. You cannot just concentrate. It's an evidence of brain bondage. 21 is anxiety. Extreme anxiety. You're always anxious. You're always getting worried. Any small thing, you are worried. Worry has taken over your spirit. The trouble with worry is that worry will keep you very busy, but it won't get you anywhere. Worry will give you plenty of work to do, but it won't get you anywhere. That's why Jesus said, take no thought about tomorrow. Don't worry your brain at all. 22, nervousness. And so nervous. 23, panic attacks. Panic attacks. Is somebody inflates a balloon and it makes, wah! Say, I'm rubber. Going to panic attacks. 24. Increased muscular action. Increased muscular action. Find your muscles vibrating by themselves as if you are in a wrestling match. 25. Uncommon headaches or multiple headaches. To find that you're having too much headache, too much headache, too much headache, too much headache, it's affecting your brain already. Because the headaches are coming from the brain. That's why they call it headache, ache of the head. 26. Sore muscles. Muscles that seem as if there is sore inside your muscle. But you know there is no sore in there. But that's how you feel. 27 is hand tremor. Your hands are shaking. Your hand can't steady. It's not straight. 28. Pounding heart. Occasionally, the heart will make but it will stop. Pounding heart. 29 is feeling dizzy. When a young person is feeling dizzy like an old woman, that's a problem. 30 is occasional breathing difficulties. Want to breathe is becoming tough and impossible. These are signs of brain bondage. Signs that indicate there is a problem. You see, pain is not a bad thing. Pain is telling you there is a problem somewhere. That's what pain does. 31. Fainting or being unsteady on your feet. Fainting and being unsteady on your feet. 32. Unusual feeling of sickness. That is nausea. You just feel sick. Unusual feeling of sickness. 33. Unusual sweating. Whether you are inside the air conditioner or not, your sweat. 34. Hot or cold flushes going through the body. Hot or cold flushes going through the body is a sign of brain bondage. 35. Cold hands. Have you seen those people that their hands will suddenly be cold? and the whole body is one. 36. Tendency to expect the worst. This person is expecting the very worst to happen. It's a brain bondage. 37. Fear of death. Extreme fear of death. 38. Fear of doing something crazy. Fear of doing something crazy. It's an evidence that there is bondage in the brain. 39. Avoidance of public places. 40. Persistent talking. You talk, 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 talk. 41. Short attention span. This, your attention span is so low, so short. You can't really concentrate on anything for a long time. 42. Lack of perseverance. Any small thing you give up. Any small thing you give up. You're not ready to fight. You're not ready for struggle. 43. Poor time management. You can't manage your time well. 44. Disorganization. This person is so disorganized and not organized. Everything is not, nothing is orderly. If you get to your room, your house, your underwears are under the bed, the books are on the bed, everything is all over upside down. 45 is procrastination. Procrastination. Are just pushing things forward. Pushing things forward. Pushing things forward. 46 is poor judgment. You can't judge things correctly. 47 is failure to learn from experience. Something has happened to you before. It is bad. It's not good. But you are not learning anything from it. 48. Making careless mistakes. Making very careless mistakes. 49. Inability to pay attention to details. When something is detailed, you can't pay attention. Inability to pay attention to details. 50. Having trouble in listening to others. You don't want to listen to people. You are not interested in it. It's a sign of brain bondage. I need to tell you all these things so you know how to pray. Some of these problems are not sudden. They are gradual. Little by little, they are accumulating. Little by little, they are accumulating. If you don't deal with them, they will deal with you. Raise up your right hand again. Every arrow fired into my brain. You are a liar. Backfire. In the name of Jesus. Command these arrows to backfire. Something is happening already. Yes, every brain here under bondage, receive deliverance now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say this again loud and clear. Inherited bondage. Assigned to my brain. That is, you notice that your father was not very bright and now it's happening to you. Can you say that loud and clear? Break by fire. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat for a few minutes. How many things have I told you now? How many? Let's go on a little bit further. 51. Inability to finish what you have started. Start a thing, can't finish it. 52 is poor planning. Poor planning skills. Poor planning skills. These are evidence of brain bondage. 53 is lack of clear goals. Lack of clear goals and forward thinking. You don't have a clear goal, you don't have forward thinking. It's all evidence of brain bondage. 54, difficulty expressing your feeling. It's brain bondage. Difficulty expressing your feeling. 55 is excessive daydreaming. You are daydreaming. You are dreaming in the day excessively. 56 is restlessness. You are very restless. Restlessness. 56 is restlessness. 57 is answering before questions are understood. You don't even understand a question, and you open your mouth and you are trying to answer. It's a sign of brain bondage. 58. Suicidal feelings. Feel like killing yourself. 59. Difficulty in awaiting your turn. How many things about to do now? 63. Memory problems. You can't put anything in that memory. You are having memory problems. 64 is reading difficulties. Now we're making progress. 64 is reading difficulties. Reading difficulties. 65. Seeing shadows or hearing sound. You see shadows others don't see, you begin to hear sound. 66. Chronic lateness. Some people are always late to anything, everything. Even their weddings, they come late. 67. Road rage. Lose your temper on the road. You find some people coming down from their cars, they start fighting. They're all madmen. It's road rage. 68. Hallucinations. 69. Heavy daily dosage of coffee. Coffee. When you drink coffee every day, every day, every day, you're already in trouble. And 70, smoking. If you want 100% normal brain, you should not smoke. If you have smoked before, it is too late unless you pray now. You must have lost some part of your brain. I will stop there. These are small, small signs that the brain is in bondage. What do we do? How do we deliver our brains from all this sin and change our brains forever? Number one is that we must repent. You must repent from every known sin. Because all sinners will have their head bruised like Satan. So you must repent from every known sin. Number two, you must break any curse put on your head. Don't take those curses as if they're not a serious matter. Break them. Every curse put on your head. Number three, you must call on the restoration power of God to restore your brain to the original one that God puts there. Restoration power of God to restore your brain to the original one that God puts there. Number four is you must carry out deliverance of the brain, which is the reason why we are here this afternoon. The deliverance of the brain. In conclusion, before we start praying, many brains need deliverance. Many brains need to be changed. Many brains need to be restored. Many brains need to be washed by the blood of Jesus. Many brains need to be altered so that your destiny can change. And so, as many people as are here today, and you want to improve your brain, improve your memory power, improve your intelligence, change your life completely by having an improved memory, improved brain power, this meeting is specially for you. Rise up on your feet now. Just rise up on your feet now. And all eyes closed. Very soon the power of God will begin to move all over this place. And very soon, a lot of people that they think we never make it in life, all of a sudden, the anointing of God will fall upon you. And that which they have done in your life, and they say, okay, we are finished. This one can never rise. That one will be broken to pieces. All eyes closed. But you see, I'm here to give you maximum assistance. If you are here this morning, and you are not born again, and you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, or you were born again long, long time ago, and you lost it, please, I want to help you. And I don't want you to miss out of the prophetic blessings of today. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, just raise up your right hand. I want to pray for you. You want to surrender your life to Jesus. Don't be shy. That's why Jesus brought you here. That's why we're here too. You will miss out on God's blessings if you do not surrender your life and you start praying these prayers. You will miss out. So just raise up your right hand. God bless you. God bless you. I see those hands. This is you raising up your right hand. Take a step of faith. Just run very quickly to me at the front here. Just leave that seat. Run here very quickly. Jesus is waiting for you here. Run here very, very quickly. Don't waste time. Come and surrender your life to Jesus so that the Lord will deliver you completely from every attack upon your head.
All the way to Calvary, He went for me. He wept for me. He wept for me. All the way to Calvary, He wept for me. He died to set me free.
Amen. Those of you at this frontier to surrender your life to Jesus, I congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in life. I pray that that decision will be permanent in your life.
Amen.
You will experience the power of God.
Amen.
Just close your eyes where you are and say what I'm going to say now after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. I know you sent Jesus to die for my sins. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. Beginning from now, I say bye-bye to Satan. And I enter into the kingdom of light. Beginning from today, that I'm surrendering my life to Jesus. Let my life change. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. I pray that you uphold them by your power. Lay your hands upon their lives. Change their lives forever. Write their names in the book of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Open your eyes and look at me here. I want to congratulate you for the decision you've taken. Please do me a favor. Immediately we close now. Don't go home. Just come straight to the frontier. I want to take your data because I want to be praying for you by name so that your miracles will be greater. So please don't go home. Immediately we close. Just find a way to the altar. I want to help you more, pray with you more so that your name can be on our prayer list. Immediately we close. Just come here. You may go back to your seat now. God bless you. Eyes closed. I beg you in the name of Jesus, at any prayer I ask you to pray, the Bible said, believe his prophets and you shall prosper. Just believe the words I'm telling you now. I've been sent to bless your life. Make sure you connect to that blessing. This meeting is not an ordinary meeting. It's a prophetic meeting. A meeting that will produce first class people. That will produce brilliant people. That will produce people who will be the head and never the tail. Therefore, pray the way you have never prayed before. If you pray and you lose your voice, it's all right. As far as your correct brain, the way God made it is back there. There's no point in being an insult to the Savior when unbelievers are beating you at what you should be beating them. Lay your right hand upon your head now. Please, don't negotiate with the devil. Today is not a day to negotiate. Sisters, how many sisters here today want to be great? Let me hear them shout hallelujah. Is that the best the sisters can do here today? How many brothers here today would like to be great? Let me hear them shout hallelujah. Say this after me, sisters, loud and clear. Yoke of memory failure.
Yoke of memory failure.
That's the first thing we want to deal with. Your memory will just fail. You won't remember what you should remember. Enough is enough. Can I hear the sister saying that again? Brothers, let your voices roar like thunder. Everybody together now. Break! In the name of Jesus. Break, 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 break. The power of God in the name of Jesus. Move. Masopola kaya boshende rabosante. In Jesus' name we pray. I told you. You see what is happening now? Yes. The power of God is coming upon the head of somebody over there. The yoke that has kept you blank is broken instantly. Yes, that's the first person. That's number two. That's number three. That's number four. That's number five. That's number six. You must be delivered. Enough is enough. Say, evil hand laid on my head from the womb. Hey, is that the loudest who can shout this prayer? Is that the loudest who can shout it? In the name of Jesus. Yes. Spirit of the living God. Move, 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 move. Yes. That prayer must be delivered.
Ghost. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes, I see brains being transformed. Yes, that head is on fire. That head is on fire. That head is on fire. The power that is tormenting that head has been shifted, has been shifted, has been shifted, has been shifted. Masekapola kaya bo shendera bakantia. Yes, you cannot continue. The spirit of death and hell inside the brain. Come out. Come out. The spirit of death and hell inside the brain. Come out now. Come out in the name of Jesus. Now we go into one of the most important prayer we are going to pray here today, which you should pray like fire and like thunder. Say, Holy Ghost fire! Sanitize my brain! In the name of Jesus! Holy Ghost fire! Sanitize my brain! Thou power of God! In the name of Jesus, move! 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 That's right! Holy Ghost fire! Sanitize my brain! Sanitize my brain! Sanitize my brain! Holy Ghost fire! In Jesus' name we pray. Yes. There are 27 persons here. Right now, the enemy has been using examinations to fight you. The enemy has limited your brain, so that you don't pass the exam that will move your destiny forward. 27 of them, right there where you are. The power of God is coming upon that brain, and you are being delivered right now. That's number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven, number eight, number nine, number 10, number 11, number 12, number 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21, 22. The serpent in the head, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. 23, 24, 25, 26. And that's number 27. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Inherited brain problem. Don't joke with that prayer. Can I hear you shouting it louder? Die! In the name of Jesus. That's right. Masekate yabo shente rabo kosenta. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Don't keep quiet. This is not a day to keep quiet. Makapo sependeke yaboshanda. Aha, aha. Today is today. In Jesus' name we pray. This next prayer will lead to a transformation of brains. Oh God, Allah, and change my brain by fire. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Masekaya boshente rabo koraba raba. Yes. Bakapola kaya boshende rabo sampo. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. now. Begin to shake that head now. Shake it from left to right. Something is happening. That's right. The load of the enemy upon the brain that's keeping the brain from functioning properly. I shake you off. 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 Yes, today is today. Masikata Rabuka Daka Sompondekea. Ribalaka Pondaka Santa Yaboshanta. Manakatanda Karabosa. Shake it off. Shake it off. Enough is enough. Shake it off. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Every imbalance in the brain, every arrow of the enemy in the brain, shake it off by the power and the blood of Jesus. Amen. Aha. Every curse issued against my brain. Is that the loudest you can shout it? Break! In the name of Jesus. Break the curse. Break the curse. In Jesus' name we pray. Lay both hands on the head now. Father, it is written that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was nothing made that was made. Father, you are the Creator. Every brain here that the enemy has altered from the original position, let there be a creative miracle now. In the name of Jesus, receive a new brain. Receive it, 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 in the name of Jesus. Beginning from today, every spirit of failure is separated from your life. In the name of Jesus. Any brain that has been transferred, recover your brain now. Any brain that has been stolen, recover your brain now. In the name of Jesus. Lay the two hands on your head, beloved. Grip that head hard. Masika pontarabara. Ribo pia lika sentende ke yabo shente yaba. Bakatendarabo sente yabo kosenta. You will now shout this louder than anyone here. Make sure that nobody's voice overshadows your voice. Arrows of witchcraft! In my head! Fire! In the name.